You see it now, you cannot imagine. Once Victor saw it hang here in this room. People had time in those days. The system was collapsing under its own weight, but everyone had a job, often a pointless one, very badly paid, but one could eat. People valued friendships, talking endlessly, ate and drank. For many people, it was like the life of a student, a life of the spirit. Now we say that everything Lenin taught us of communism was false, and everything he taught us of capitalism true. What do you do now in this room? My sister's work is transferred to production facility. Is she here now? She is working. Now you will see her. But I couldn't interrupt her. No, she is here when she is working. You must understand, when she is not working, she is not here. The fourth room is at the end of a narrow hallway, its ceiling as high as those in the other rooms, its plaster darkened with the dirt of years of hands, lightning above shoulder level. The door at its end is smooth and white, insubstantial-looking against the scabrous plaster. Stella opens it, steps back, softly gestures for Case to enter. At first she thinks this room is windowless, its sole illumination, the largest LCD display Case has ever seen, but as her eyes adjust, she sees that three tall, narrow windows behind the screen have been painted black. But the part of her that notes this is some basic mammalian module, tracking whereabouts and potential exits. All higher attention is locked on the screen, in which is frozen an image from a segment of footage that she knows she has never seen. He is reaching out, perhaps from the girl's POV, as if to touch her in parting. A cursor like a bomb sight whips across the image, locking on the corner of his mouth. Mouse click, zoom, into image grain. Some quick adjustment, clicks, out of zoom. The meaning of his expression and the feeling of the frame have changed.